But first of all, I'm going to be playing out my interview. Bubble Tap is perhaps set to be the latest food craze to hit the streets of our city. And I went along to speak to Zachary Lateef, who is one of the owners. There are two others, all about it. So we were sitting in the shop venue at the time, so you'll have to forgive the increasing levels of noise as it was just starting up for the day. But here he is speaking to me last Thursday. So I'm now with Zachary Lateef, who is the owner of Bubble Tap, although I think you've got a couple of partners as well, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. I have two business partners, Yas Mans and Zubair Rasool.
I'm in Bubble Tap. They're just opening up, so if we start hearing lots of bustle, then it's customers coming in through the door. So first of all, can you explain what exactly it is that you're doing here?
So we are selling waffles, but these are a twist on the traditional Belgian waffles. These were waffles that were innovated and designed in Hong Kong in the 1950s as a very popular street food. And that emerged because after World War II, there was a shortage of rations. So essentially to save on essential stock like milk and eggs and supply, the Hong Kong vendors had designed a new type of waffle, which was conical, more like a cone, than the flat Belgian waffle that we see today.
And is it slightly lighter then?
It should be much more fluffier, because essentially now that it's moved back to the West in the last few years and it's become extremely popular, essentially here we add toppings such as gelatos, Nutella, fruits, strawberries, so it needs to be lighter to balance the richness of the toppings.
Well, you're not from Hong Kong, that doesn't seem to be your background, so where did you pick up on this idea?
Well, I have been to Hong Kong in the past, and it just was something that I saw start popping up in Europe, and I have a lot of friends in the East and so on and so forth, and it just occurred to us that this would be a perfect food for Cambridge, because Cambridge has a sort of like a dearth of dessert bars, dessert parlors, and this is a sort of tasty treat you can have a couple of times a week, and you know, when you come to town you feel good about it, and you know, it's a pick me up sort of food.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say why Cambridge, but in response to that then, it is a little bit of an indulgence as well, so there will be some critics of it, given the health crisis that we have going on. What would be your response to that?
I would say that, as an example, it really depends on what you tailor and what you want. So we see a lot of clients, they sometimes just ask for the plain waffle without any fillings. So it's really, it depends on how you order and what you want, and we all have a choice. And to be honest, it's not a daily staple. So in a way,
it's an occasional treat.
It's an occasional treat. So I don't feel too guilty about
offering
selling
it.
Exactly.
Do you think maybe in the future you might look at offering a sort of a health twist on it, or is that, you know?
Yes, essentially right now, because we just opened last Thursday, so we're doing the basic and the fundamental varieties. But we want to expand the menu, so to gluten-free, eventually to also cater to the health-conscious market, maybe also work on a vegan offering as well. So lots of different ways.
I think there is a real trend at the moment for people opening up establishments which kind of focus on one thing but doing it really well. Was that your idea, rather than a full-on restaurant, so to speak?
Exactly. I mean, what we thought was that let's do something that we can be known for. Let's focus on that. We do serve tea. We are planning to expand to coffees, but essentially we are it's quite interesting that for most bubble waffle places are takeaway, whereas our customers tend to stay in the shop. So there's a cafe-like atmosphere that's beginning to develop quite a bit.
Talking about that, actually, there are only a few tables in here. Will you kind of extend that as the business moves on?
Well, we want to keep the intimate vibe of the place, so we haven't really thought about expansion. So it's really more about the customer feel and the customer atmosphere and what they think. And just going back to an earlier point about like the indulgence, so some customers, they also like to share a waffle as well. So it really depends, like they might have just gone to town, they might have had something to eat, and then they just want to have, you know, a little dessert. So you can sometimes see two or three people sharing the same waffle. So it's really, you know, we try to really make it about the customer experience.
Nadia is someone who works here at Bubble Tap, and she's going to explain to me exactly how she makes these wonderful looking waffles.
Well, you see, first of all, we have the base that we do it this form, and then it contains the ice cream, which is just a bowl of ice cream, whatever somebody chooses. But then the toppings, Nutella, caramel, dark chocolate, and we always try to make them as pretty as we can.
As pretty as you can. And what about the actual waffle itself? What are you using, a basic batter? How's that batter made?
It contains, of course, milk, eggs, sugar. So that's all.
And when you put it into the waffle machine, it's curled up here so that it can contain the ice cream. So how do you do that? Do you have to do it whilst it's still warm?
Yes, it has to be warm. We leave it for maybe 20 seconds to cool, and it is exactly good to be served.
And actually, looking at your toppings as well, you've got Cambridge-inspired toppings. Explain those to me.
Yes, it was my wife's idea, actually. So when we got married, each of our wedding tables were named after her favorite scientists. So we had like 20 tables of, I can't remember what was the name of our scientist. She'd kill me for that. But my wife's always been very keen to honor basically local Cambridge institutions. She's a PhD at Christ College in physics. So she was the one who said, you know, if we do anything in Cambridge, she's not a business partner, but she was like, Zach, if you do anything in Cambridge, it has to honor Cambridge's scientific heritage. So each topping, each combination reflects a certain scientific personality. So Newton is the quirky genius who is the father of it all. So he takes a pride of place, and we sort of paired him off with, he's a melange of flavors, matcha, chocolate, and strawberries. And Darwin is much more focused and earthy. You know, as the father of evolution, we wanted him to be a bit more of a stable, dark chocolate choice.
So I'm going to run down. So Newton is a matcha ice cream with chocolate chunks, Nutella and strawberries, which does seem like a mad combination, as you say. And Darwin, you've got a dark chocolate gelato with pecan, Oreo and cream as well.
I've noticed that a lot of the Cambridge students, they've started to order the scientists that went to their particular college. So I had a few King's students who ordered the Turing because he went to King's, and I had a couple of Trinities who went for the Newton. So I think there's also a bit of a college competition play going on there. So that's quite interesting as well.
And also I've noticed that people can actually make their own as well. So
yes.
Explain that to me.
That's really become quite popular. So people would take a plain waffle and then they would add a gelato. We get our gelatos from Jack's. So Jack's Gelato, it's in Cambridge City Centre.
So it's a local, trying to source locally as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's a gelateria that's just maybe 4 minutes away from us. So you can choose your gelato. We have one of seven flavours. Espresso, vanilla, strawberry, matcha, and so on and so forth. And then you add your toppings, whatever you would like it to be. So they could be fruit, they could be nuts, they could be various different things.
Amazing, amazing. So you were just saying you've only been open for, well, since last Thursday.
Yes.
And how are you finding it? Has it proved to be a real hit so far?
Yes, it's proved to be quite successful. It's proved to be quite busy, especially in the weekends. And in the late afternoon and evening time, so people in the post-lunch hour. So, and it's got, we've got a lot of repeat customers, you know, they like the vibe, they like what we do, what we offer. So, yeah, it's really good. Cambridge has shown us a lot of love.
Great. And I mean, this is said to be the most Instagrammed treat put out there. So are you finding that people are doing that? You know, taking photographs, putting it out on social media, and that's kind of steering it towards growing the business.
Absolutely. I think that social media has proven to be quite viral in this case. So every customer or every client who comes in is basically signaling to a lot of their friends that they are in the shop, because it's almost a travesty to eat the dessert before you've taken a photograph of it.
Ah, there goes the Belgian waffle machine, I presume. So if you hear a noise, come on, that's what that is. Is there anything else that you would like to explore within the business, just to kind of bring it to a close?
We would like to eventually bring in milkshakes and maybe add on the repertoire. That way we have some ideas for fruit shakes and maybe also bubble tea after a little while. And also work on our flavors to always bring in various customized items as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for speaking to me today. And I wish you all the best with the business as it grows.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy your waffle.
So that was Zachary Lateef there speaking to me from Bubble Tap. And as you could hear, all the noise, they had just opened up for the morning, and it just started to get more busy as we went through the interview. But it was great to see them. It's a lovely little place, actually. It's situated where Cinnabon used to be, which is just next to St Andrew's the Great Church, just opposite there as you enter into the Lion's Yard.